it's hard to define what this book is. It has recipes, but it's not a cookbook. It has stories in it, but it's not a memoir. It has stuff about trains, but it's not a train book. So, what is it?
I think Joe Beef is an exercise, perhaps, in... I think it's a story about Fred and I and what we do at the restaurant. And, like, listen, our hobbies, you know, our thoughts on wine, our thoughts on trains, our thoughts on fishing, our thoughts on where you should go in Montreal, our thoughts on tourism, it's kind of, a greatest hits of the last 10 years, you know. Our attention, we have pretty strong attention deficit disorder from working in the restaurant so many years. So, you know, we kind of want to write a book that would make us, you know, interested in it. I'm not interested in reading 135 recipes and 135 explanations of recipes.
Following the course of the
I'd like to read a few recipes and then after that read about Montreal history and then read about the history of Joe Beef and read about a trip that we might have taken and then, you know, read some clever anecdotes to recipes, you know, keep a chuckle going. And but really, what's and a good recipe? Recipe book is good for when you go cook something. Then we just wanted to give, you know, more. When we come to the Joe Beef, we try to give you a lot more, you know, than what just a dining experience.
And not to sound potty, but like I like a book that you can read on the toilet, in fact, you know. And I'm not going to read a recipe book on the toilet.
So when you go to Joe Beef, or when I go next time I'm in Montreal, what do I see? What makes it?
I think it's more like the crowd, really, sometimes. It's the noise level. It's you really feel people are getting drunk and really celebrating food, you know. People eat a lot. People are close quarters, you know, elbow to elbow, really. And if you're sober and you walk into Joe Beef, you'll soon, like, realize that, oh, it's a bit claustrophobic in here, and you might want to have two stiff drinks to start off the evening. And so with that being said and done, the party starts pretty quickly. And then oysters are celebratory food, you know, appetizers, and then definitely big pieces of meat or, you know, it's a lot of fun. The music is fairly loud. The restaurant's, you know, pretty dark. And then we have three different kind of atmospheres, you know, with the oyster bar atmosphere. We have the Joe Beef main dining room. And then there's a beautiful terrace with all the vegetable gardens in the back. So each one of those atmospheres is kind of, you know, a lot of fun.
Man, the staff is happy.
Yeah.
The people that are there. That
feels like a dinner party. Feels like being invited to one of your neighbors down the street's house.
You'll see the cooks. If the busboys are super busy, the cooks will help reset the table. Or when we're in the weeds, the busboys will be plating salads or working there.
The kitchen's kind of there, too. Yeah. You can kind of wander into the kitchen and look what's going on without being in anybody's way.
That's not a show kitchen, too. So it's
no. Small little kitchen, and people can look in, and it's no problem. Touch tomatoes in the garden. You know, you're sitting next to giant Brussels sprout plants and cabbages and beans, and kids can wander around there and pick beans and eat them. And
it also seems like a place that has, like, you guys had a vision of what you kind of wanted to have, but ever since then you've been making it up as you go along. Is that right?
Yeah. That's kind of
it. It's like a ball of Velcro rolling down the hill of lint.
Good one.
No, that's it. It's like, hey, look what I found. Oh, and then my dad comes in and David finds a canoe, a big canoe. We put it on the ceiling. Ah, those oars. Oh, my dad finds a big old, an old pair of like clamps to bring to load ice, you know, and David puts it up and we put up stuff and no, it ends up looking like something. No, it doesn't, always manage to avoid the,
as long as it's
tacky,
true to the
brand new old restaurant, you know.
Yeah, it has to be like real objects to make it onto the wall or into the restaurant somehow. It's got to stay true to a simple touch of cottage. It's got to feel like Northern Quebec cottage or Eastern Township cottage or Muskoka cottage. You know, the Adirondack chair has to be correct to make it onto the patio. It can't be the fold out Adirondack chair from Canadian Tire.
Didn't last.
It's got to be the cedar one with the high back and the right pitch. So as much as the eclectic items all over the restaurant, they have to be generally authentic or perfect.
How many recipes are in the book, actually?
115, I believe.
Wow.
120.
Didn't seem like, I mean, because they're it's
subdivision,
yeah.
For example, the big smorgasbord toast has everything around, you know. If we list a side dish, it's a recipe, or The recipe in the book, I'll be honest, at a certain point it felt maybe like the necessary evil, you know, that like the compromise we had to do to write a book. And because actually people, that's what makes it a $40 cookbook as opposed to a $7.99 coffee table book that goes on sale automatically, you know. The recipes makes that a desirable book, you know, for most people actually, which I was amazed by. And people end up doing one or two recipe from the book, you know.
You don't mind sharing. I mean, there are some of your signature dishes, or I mean, places you know that you're known for. You've just given away the secrets.
Yeah, but it's just cooking that we do. It's not more complicated than that. So I know what you're saying, but you know, he didn't invent steak with blue cheese on it and red wine sauce. You know, smorgasbord. We didn't invent that. There's nothing kind of invented. You know, it's playfully
French
borrowed.
Tool de main. It's
a craft. You know, there's only one way to cut a piece of cedar. If you're cutting a piece of cedar that big, it's the cooking, it's the craft of cooking.
Yeah.
So the book's a lot of fun, and I want to try some of the recipes. So well done,
good.
Guys.
Thank you so much.
The book is The Art of Living According to Joe Beef, a cookbook of sorts. I've been speaking with the two men who created Joe Beef, Frederic Morin and David McMillan, and authors along with Meredith Erickson, and The Art of Living According to Joe Beef, published by 10 Speed Press, distributed in Canada by Random House.